Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Russell Wilson just talked to Steelers media, just wrapped up another day trying to get himself right, and we have him talking to reporters afterwards, including our Jeff Hathorn and Mark Cabali, and Cabali calling him QB1. Now, is this Mark's tacit way of telling us that in practice reps, Wilson was working with the first team offense?
No. No, it's not. No? I can tell you that factually, because other people are tweeting videos that say Russell Wilson's still not running yet. This is Mark's tacit way of being the player hater of the year again for 2024, claiming that because the depth chart has not shown a reflective change, that Russell Wilson, I think, is still listed as number QB1 on the depth chart. Fields just happens to be playing because he's injured, that he's still QB1. Mark is going to hold fast to that. There have been some other things that Mark has been out there on Cabali Island by himself on, haven't there?
And he likes to claim Mason Rudolph as a big win. Mason Rudolph better than Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett.
Congratulations. Mason Rudolph hops over very, very low bar.
Donnie, do you concur with Mulsey on that this is not any kind of reporting by Cabali? He's making big money to report on things.
They see him trolling.
Is this the McAfee troop telling him to do more of this, or is this...
I think he's trolling
you.
No,
I'm pretty sure it's just Cabali just acting on his own.
I think it's his personality.
But why do you think it's him trolling me, Mulsey?
Well, he did troll you earlier. When you talked about Davante Adams, he said, is this one on the goal line yet?
Oh, God.
But no, as the weeks go on, he continues to reiterate that Russell Wilson will be the guy once he gets back. Except, who knows? Because a quarterback who was apparently so close, oh so close to being healthy for week one, still can't run. And we are a month removed from week one.
They made a mistake not putting him on injured reserve.
Because he's going to miss at least five games.
Well, all you have to, I think you missed four games.
Well, that's what I mean. He has missed more games already, not being on IRR and taking up a roster spot.
That's a roster spot they could have used for, I don't know, another wide receiver,
How about another running back?
Lineman, another running back?
Yeah, you've got multiple positions where you're suffering major attrition all of a sudden, but you've had Russell Wilson just hanging out, basically doing light calisthenics. I don't get it.
Wilson says he feels great. That was his quote. I'm inclined to think that the Steelers are being more careful with him than he wants.
But why would he go along with that? Nothing we know about him and like the PR team and engine he has behind him, the PR machinery he can like flip into motion if he thinks that they're slow rolling him unfairly and he wants to be out there. Why be silent about it? Why play the good soldier? And don't say it's because, well, he respects Mike Tomlin.
That's not what I was going to say.
You know that that's not a factor for him.
I was going to say because the other guy's playing so well, it would be a bad look.
But when has Russell Wilson cared about like a bad look?
I don't think he's really, other than when he got benched in Denver, and I know that happened just last year, I don't think there's been many times when he's been in this awkward limbo state. He's never hurt. This is the longest injury he's ever had. This is the most time it's ever taken him to get back from an injury during an NFL season. So some of this is uncharted territory and uncharted water for him. I'm thinking Tomlin is telling him that the odds of this year are still very low.
Mm-hmm.
And why try to be the Baker Mayfield hero like he was in Cleveland, where he played at less than 100% and it ended up backfiring on him big time? You're better off putting a handful of good games on tape than playing a big chunk of games and not putting out a lot of quality.
Do you think Mike is making that say hypothetically that's what Mike's telling him, just for argument's sake? Would you even surmise that Mike is doing it in true good faith, or that he's just trying to come up with something that sounds good because he's really starting to shift over to Fields?
I think he's trying to keep everybody happy, and he doesn't want a situation where a valuable backup quarterback.
So he's steering on a very narrow road right now, trying to keep the car in between the lines.
It's like one of those, one of those mountains in, maybe like the Laurel Highlands. You drive up and down those.
Switchbacks or whatever.
Are they windy?
Yeah, they're kind of windy. I think you need to go more like in the Rockies. Here's what it reminds me of. Did you ever play the game at like a festival or like a, Kennywood type place? It's got the little circle, like a metal like circle in the middle, and there's two handles to hold it, like very small, and you've got to wind it all the way down that like piece of shock metal, where if you touch it, you get like buzzed.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's
what's that game called?
It's called a giant pain in the ass money pit if you're Chris Mueller and you think you can beat the game, but then you get too nervous and your hands get a little unsteady, and eventually you get shocked a little bit. I think that's what Tomlin's trying to do here. He's trying to thread a needle that's very tough to thread. Like, at what point, how many more games would we have to see? Now, I guess injury would be the other reason Tomlin would say, hey, you might be out there sooner or later. He's going to get hurt. He's gotten hurt the last two seasons. But how many more games would we have to see where Justin Fields continues to take obvious steps and they keep winning before Mike would just be like, I am pot committed here? In his own, I'm saying like to himself when he's like self-evaluating how to handle this situation. You get to like 6 or 7 and 1, Pony. I understand that that's still 3 wins away or 4 wins away. That's a lot of games and, that very well probably won't happen. But even if you get to 6 and 2 through 8, he's really going to look himself in the mirror, look at Justin Fields, look at Russell Wilson and say, all right, Russ, you're healthy. Thanks, Justin. You just propelled us to be on pace for like a 13-win or 12-win season. Go hit the bench. You've presumably put up very good numbers and shown what you can do in that time frame. Hey, it's Russ's job. Come on.
I think Tomlin's like a guy that's very much in love with Fields and likes the long-term trajectory of Fields and appreciates and even really puts a high value in what he's done for these first 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
But the schedule gets so much harder in the second half of the season. If they had a 2 or 3 game losing streak, even if Fields was not the main reason why they lost, if he still has Wilson, I could see Tomlin being tempted to go to the bullpen just to get some kind of spark from his quarterback. Because he might feel like if he does that, he could carefully navigate that in a way where it wouldn't piss off Fields so much that it would affect them signing a long-term deal with him?
I think you would have to have a game or two games where, like, Fields turnovers, where you and I come on the air the next day, and it is the obvious story. Hey, a brutal turnover by Justin Fields here in a crucial spot is the reason they lost this game. I think it's very tough to make the argument you're describing if he's merely playing, like, average football and they're just losing because teams are better. Like, I just, man, I think that's a tough sell for him. Because he would know, Fields is a smart guy. He would know, I'm not the reason we're losing these games. He could also, by the way, I think there's a case for Fields to say right this second, my numbers would even look a lot better if you guys would just take the restrictor plate off me earlier.
I agree with that.
Like, I think he could say to Mike, how have I not earned your trust? Not in this way, but like, hey, Mike, I think I've earned your trust. Like, you have given me, sort of by design, like, a little bit more. You've parceled out more opportunity week after week. I've pretty much taken it and run with it. Like, let's go. Let's
I don't think Mike wants, ever since Ben left and he was able to take back control of his team, I don't think Mike has wanted to give that back to a quarterback.
Why? That's so short. Like, I think Mike is a lot of things. Dumb is
what
not
Bill
one of them.
I mean, you heard what Bill Belichick said, the way that Mike wants to play.
But that's not a – I mean, it's more sustainable this year because teams are generally scoring lower and passing games have been flattened a little bit. But, like, you still have to have a quarterback be a force multiplier.
I know, but every coach has a personality and every coach has a style, and I think we're learning that's Mike's. Dulac said in his chat something along the lines of, if Tomlin hired Sid Gilman as his offensive coordinator, he'd still try to win the game 17-13. If he hired Bill Walsh, he'd still try to win a game scoring 17 points.
Well, then that's a Mike problem.
Fittipaldo has said multiple times he thinks that Tomlin is holding back Arthur Smith.
I think there's probably truth to that. I mean, here's why. I think he can have enough influence on the game plan. Do you know that only two teams in the entire NFL, and this is on the Steelers' website, this is Matt Williamson, it was a lot of research, I think he does this every week. You realize only two teams in the NFL run a higher percentage of running plays on first down than the Steelers? And they're not very good at it on first down specifically. They have the second worst success rate. I don't know how that's defined, but I think you and I, it's like the old pornography definition. You know,
no, I know what success rate is.
It's what?
It's 4 yards,
4 yards
or more.
Right, okay. Yeah. You know what their success rate is? 17.6% on first down runs. Do you know who the only team in the league is that's worse? Dallas.
I was just going to guess that. 10%.
And so, like, there's your evidence that Ray is maybe right, that Mike just needs to snap out of this. Like, man, you've got a real weapon here.
And it sounds like Arthur Smith wants to do that with Justin Fields. Donnie is back in Greentree. Donnie, give us the clip here of Arthur Smith from a couple hours ago talking about how he was just wowed and really blown away by the way Fields took over the game in the second half against the Colts.
The relationship that we have growing every day, that does fire you up. It's never going to be perfect. There's things we all got to work on. But certainly I thought in that second half, what was cool to watch as a coach and a play caller, when somebody gets in that kind of flow, I mean, he was damn near took the game over. When that happens and you feel it with a player, it didn't matter what I called. You know, you felt them rolling. So that's what was such a bitter pill to swallow how the game ended.
He made it sound like Fields was in the zone.
He was. I think you could defend Mike's strategy, not defend the fact that he had signed off on both of these players I'm about to name. When he had Kenny and Mitch, who just weren't capable guys at the end of the day, like Mitch is never going to be a starter again in the NFL. I don't think Kenny probably will be either. And they both, especially Kenny, had a limited physical ceiling. You could defend a more conservative approach because maybe you would bank on the player having some fourth quarter magic in him. You just want to keep the games close. You've got like a sports car here. You don't have a half lemon from the dealership. Open the thing up and let it go 100 miles an hour. But it comes back to me for one word with him, trust. And I think he loves the player, and I think he likes the way Justin Fields conducts himself too. Like, all of that I think appeals to Mike. But I think he is a very hard guy for him. It's very hard for him as a coach to trust a player.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.